Bruce Newberry,
the food dude.
In the Dave's Marketplace Broadcast Bistro, brought to you by Gaspar's, the Portuguese sausage the whole world has been enjoying for over 100 years, by Palmer River Grill and Perella's Ristorante, the tastiest talk show this weekend, brought to you by the Wayberry Inn, so cozy, so much great food, so perfect for Valentine's Day, and the cafe at Island Homemade Ice Cream, scoops and soups, cones and coffee, on Williston Road and Commerce Street. Well, it's always exciting when we have a new look and a new brand. In the biz, we call it a rebrand. And very, very exciting to talk about Von Trapp Brewing coming in with a new look. And on the line with me to talk about it is marketing manager Emily Provost and our director of sales and marketing, Mike Witte. Nice to have both of you with us.
Thank you very much, Bruce.
Thanks for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure. So exciting. We love the beer. We love a new look. This is not something that you just wake up one morning and decide, hey, let's just change the look of everything. How long has it been since this kind of a relaunch, rebrand took place?
Yeah, Bruce, it's been a long process, and COVID definitely slowed us down. This has been upwards of a 3-year process where we've looked at everything we do. And we've looked at all the looks that we share with our fans and our supporters. We took a good hard look at who we are, what we are, who we want to be. And we're excited to share this rebrand with all our customers. It is a total rebrand. So from the master brand to the packaging to the tap handles, you're going to see a whole new look of Von Trapp Brewing. And it'll showcase the looks that you see from Trapp Family Lodge in the surrounding areas instead of just, you know, we had a nondescript mountain scene we used in our current branding. So we're kind of excited to show more of our great state off.
Well, there you go. I like it. But there will not be a change of what's inside the can or what's coming out of that tap, right?
Quality and delicious lagers will stay the same. We are so fortunate to have such a great, dedicated production staff that works tirelessly to make these world-class lagers.
Right. All right. So let's start with the signature. What is the signature Von Trapp beer that, and how's it going to look different?
So that would be our Bohemian style Pilsner. It is, you know, we're different. We package in 12-ounce cans, 6-packs and 12-packs. That's a package that's worked very well for us. That will not change. But the color will change from a yellow color to a blue. It stands out more, it pops more. And Emily, can you talk about the mountain scene?
Yeah, the artwork on the Pilsner can is actually inspired by the view from the coffee house, which is our bakery on Trapp Family Lodge property.
Oh, yeah.
From the coffee house, you can see the peaks of the Worcester Range running north to south, and it frames the eastern flanks of the Stowe Valley. So it's a really beautiful scene, and it's in a beautiful blue, and we're really excited about the artwork on this design.
Oh, man, that's the view that you look at it and you say, wow, look at that. And everybody says that, and I had the privilege of eyeing that view, so that is going to be a good look. Very, very exciting. How many beers are we talking here that we're going to be enjoying from a different look, from a different can, from a different looking tap handle?
Yeah, so it'll be our core five, and they will continue to be 6-pack, 12-ounce, but beautiful new looks, and then that'll transition to our seasonals, which we have 5 seasonals this year. They will all have new looks. And our Stir Style series, which is our collaboration series. We do collaborations with different partners, different breweries around the country. And Stir Style series is, you know, an old world recipe with a new world flair.
Yeah.
So it could be, you know, it could be an old recipe for Bavaria that may be hopped with American hops. And it gives our breweries an ability to have some fun and deviate from the norm. And then all of our 12 packs will be rebranded as well. So complete and total. You'll see a lot more vibrant colors in our packaging. And, you know, our tap handles are going to be predominantly white. We really feel that will pop for us. And we can't wait to share it with everybody.
It's really going to be a lot of fun. I know sitting in sitting in a particular pub and people come in and they will look at the taps and they'll say, well, what do you have on tap? And everybody has to kind of look and you see that tap, you see those tap handles and immediately you know what Von Trapp beer is going to be on tap. Is that the idea?
It is. And, you know, when we made our last tap handle version, it was kind of a battle to be the tallest. And through COVID and through supply chain issues and costing, it became very expensive. So we're going with a little shorter handle. It is brand forward, so the beer brand forward. And secondary, it'll say Von Trapp Brewing. It'll be a white handle. We feel that's really going to grab people's attention. And then the color from the label will be right down the middle with the beer description.
Got it. All right. So look for that white tap handle at your favorite place very, very soon. This is very exciting. Tell me about one of the seasonal beers that you're really jazzed about.
Well, Oktoberfest is it for us.
I figured that was what you were going to say. Describe that Oktoberfest just for, because it's been a while since October.
It has been. And we sell this beer for 3 months a year. And it is our fourth biggest brand overall. Our brewers start brewing it, you know, in a month or two. And this beer is a labor of love for our teammates. 56 days from grain to glass. So it's a 56-day production cycle. And they do that because we make beers true to style. We don't rush anything. Lagers are never a fast-moving individual. And we give them the time they need. So that's always going to be our favorite. We just released a short style, so a black lager, and that's going to be followed very soon next month by a Bavarian Pils.
Yeah.
Our summer seasonal, which is a Radler, which is a trail beer. You know, Radlers were introduced to support cycling back in the day.
Yeah.
They were a refresher. And as you know, we have a huge mountain biking program at Traps. So it was a perfect fit for us. And we have Oktoberfest and Trosten, which is a slightly smoked dark lager for the winter season.
Yeah, that's a big hit as well. So really exciting. And how about these collaborations? Can you share one of those with us that might be coming down the pike sometime soon?
We just had the team in last week from Trogues Brewing. And we couldn't be more excited to brew with them. They were amazing to us. And they're just leaders of our industry, and when you get to partner with some of the best comes out of everybody. And this will be a Dunkelweizen, so a dark, a slightly dark wheat beer with maple in it.
Whoa!
Yeah, you know we do a lot of maple on property as well, so we always try to use things from the property as we can.
Oh, that's going to be exciting. A dark beer with maple. Oh, I can't wait to try that one. Now, where is this brewery out of that you're collaborating with?
Trogues is out of Pennsylvania.
Out of Pennsylvania. Another great place of heritage of brewing of beer. They brewed a bunch of beer down in the Latrobe area and other places as well. So really exciting. So when, Mike and Emily, when can we start looking for these new cans, the new 6 and 12 packs, the new tap handles? When should we be on the lookout for the new look of Von Trapp Brewing?
Well, we began shipping some items this week. And over the next 4 to 6 weeks, they will be in the trade as stock goes down and the new stock comes in. And we really feel that everybody's going to enjoy it. Very bright, very vibrant, and true to who the Trapp family is.
Right, right. And, of course, we have that week coming up, that special Sunday coming up, where there might be a little bit of beer that is consumed. So the timing is excellent, and you might be among the first to serve the new style cans at your super party. So there is that, right? Everybody wants to be first.
Absolutely. Everything's a race in the beer industry, and it's a fun race.
It's a fun race for sure. Well, where can we go to find out more information about Von Trapp Brewery, the new look, and maybe get a look at some of these new colors and views?
Yeah, so actually, if you go to VonTrappBrewing.com, you'll see a link. We're actually throwing a rebrand launch party on February 8th. It's going to be super fun. Yeah, it's from 6 to 9 p.m., and that is when we are really unveiling everything from taps to glassware, the new cans. That will really be the exactly what it's called, a launch party. So that will be at our Beer Hall restaurant up in Stowe. The tickets are $39 a person. They include your first drink. We'll have a ton of food. We have live music from a local band called The Rough Suspects. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Fantastic. And you're going to have some great food to pair with these beers. So, boy, if you're looking for a showcase, I mean, the new look of the cans and the taps and things, the beer is always great. But to pair it with just the right food, can you give us a little bit of a preview of what we might be tasting that night?
Absolutely. Yeah, we had our team select some bites that will fit the beers perfectly. We've got pretzel bites, of course. We'll have a slider bar, zucchini fritters. We'll have a cheese board, a three dip bar, a make your own Cobb salad bar. We'll have a lot of different things for people to try and pair with each beer.
Oh, man, you had me at make your own Cobb salad bar, Emily. That's great. And but the sliders can't be missed either, for sure. And the pretzels. So we're there for it all. So that is coming up on February the 8th, Thursday night, right there at the beer hall atop the hill at Von Trapp Brewing. What a night that's going to be. Fantastic. And visit VonTrappBrewing.com for all of the details. And it's going to be a great party. Fantastic. Thanks so much for this preview. We appreciate it. Can't wait to see the new look and try these beers. It has to make the beer taste even better.
Absolutely.
You sure hope so.
For sure. Mike Witte, Emily Provost, thank you so very, very much. Always great to get together with you at the Von Trapp Brewery in Stowe, high atop the mountain. And we'll see you soon. Thanks very, very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Food Dude Bruce Newberry.
Let's face it, the best part of watching the big game is the food. Because the game very often doesn't live up to the hype. Make sure your food does. And your friends and family watching the game with you are happy. Start with Gaspar's Linguica and Chorizo. Gaspar's comes in slices, franks, cocktail bites, the traditional sausage, perfect for your party recipes. Slice it up, serve it with cheese or fruit salsa. And Gaspar's goes great in nachos. Go ahead, fire up the grill. Serve up some Gaspar's Linguica dogs. Try it on pizza, in chili, sandwiches, soups. There's almost no end to the wonderful ways it can be served. For your big game party this year, make sure you have plenty of Gaspar's. You know that Gaspar's Linguica and Chorizo are available at all major supermarkets, but if you're headed for someplace warm this winter, you're never far from a taste of home, because Gaspar's is also available at Publix. So look for Gaspar's and have a great winter wherever you're spending it. Gaspar's, the Portuguese sausage the whole world has been enjoying for 100 years. You're dining out with Bruce Newberry.
Bruce Newberry.
The Food Dude.